Hey, it's Stephanie Staples. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time around, we're trying to bring you some ideas, some insights, some inspiration for better living. And I'm going to be speaking with Calvin Eady today, and my guest from Toronto, lawyer Rose Adams, will be joining us a little bit later in the show. But first, your Fit Tip of the Week, brought to you by Vivacity Fitness. Work towards consistency. Whether it's 10 minutes or 60 minutes, give precedence to being consistent with your workouts or health plan over intensity of your workout or health plan. Something is better than nothing. Doing it is better than thinking about doing it. Consistency over intensity. It's just one more way to live your life unlimited. And if you are happen to be around in Winnipeg on May the 30th, the Move for Hope in support of the Canadians Women Foundation is on. They're helping to end domestic violence and teach violence awareness. So if you are looking for a fun fitness event, U of W RecPlex in Winnipeg, and wherever you are, it is actually happening all around the country. moveforhope.ca. So looking forward to that. So welcome to the studio, Calvin Eady. He is the owner of Eady Construction, and among other things that is on your resume, Calvin.
Good morning, Stephanie. I'm excited to be here today.
Excellent. Thanks for getting up.
Well, this isn't early for
me. It's like afternoon, right?
It is, pretty much. Breakfast is usually around 6:30, so this was easy today.
Excellent. Good show. So we got lots of cool things to talk about with Calvin. One, business owner, successful business owner, coach in the community. So you've been doing that for coaching curling for
30 years plus.
Jeez, you're only 36, so how does that happen?
I started very young, I guess, or maybe I'm younger looking than I am. Or maybe I'm older looking than I am. I'm not sure.
And a mix of all that, successful family life. So to me, you know, when I'm going to say especially men, when you can mix all those three things, that's like the trifecta.
We do our best. Sometimes I think the family things, I don't mix it very well. But a lot of the coaching and that, I've been fortunate enough over the years to be able to coach my kids and various events. That's been exciting and disappointing all in one, but it's a blast. And that's kind of how I got started coaching, was coaching the kids when they're starting out, they're young, and I just never got away from it. And it's something to fill the winters now.
It's kind of in your blood.
I think so. You keep thinking maybe this is the last time, but somebody always phones you up and says, can you help us out? And you kind of get addicted. And I started out curling years and years ago, and I started taking coaching courses to try and get a little up on step up on the opposition, and I found I liked it. And in all honesty, I've had a lot more success coaching curling than I ever had playing curling, so it's fun.
So I'm going to guess there's some principles that you've used in your coaching career that you can transfer over to your business life, personal life. They flow, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely. Coaching flows in and out of personal life. It's amazing how many friends you make over the years through coaching against, and the kids you coach, and the parents of the kids you coach. They just become kind of your circle of friends, and they blend in with your family. And it's amazing the lives you touch through coaching, and the lives you touch through sport too. My daughter got married 3 years ago, and I remember sitting there watching her wedding party, and out of the 10 kids in the wedding party, 9 of them were curlers, or they met through curling. So
it does become your circle, your social life as well.
It is, yeah. And they blends in and out, and off season you're having barbecues with friends you made coaching, and it's exciting.
I'm thinking in 30 years of coaching, you've seen lots of changes in the amount. I'm just thinking for ourselves, even in the few years that we did it, there was so much more training involved. It wasn't just like, hey.
Yeah, it's especially in curling, fitness is becoming such a high part of it. When I started coaching 30 years ago, fitness and nutrition wasn't thought of. It was just, how do I make the shots? What shots do I call? A lot of the things that people are doing now consciously, 30 years ago, people were doing subconsciously, but now we're teaching it rather than just letting it happen. And things like fitness and mental prep and visualization are all things successful people have been doing for years, but now we're training the kids as young as 12 and 13 with visual prep, and it's
exciting.
So let
me ask you this. Do you ever hear yourself saying the words to the girls? You're coaching girls, right?
Right now I'm coaching a junior men's team mostly, but I have coached girls over the years.
Okay. So do you ever hear yourself saying the words, do this, and do that, and do that, and then in the little voice in the back of your head going, Calvin, why aren't you doing those things? Does that happen to you, or is that just me?
It is, and lots of times I'll be sitting there getting nervous, and I'll be getting worried about what's going on. I'll say, uh-oh, we're in trouble, and once in particular I said, oh, we're doomed, and Gwen says, what would you think if your boys thought that? Gwen's my wife, and she's quite often sitting there, and She kind of brings you back to home and saying, hold it. You don't let them think that way. Why are you thinking that way?
Okay,
now?
So it kind of pulls you back to
reality or where we need to be.
Yeah, remember. Mm-hmm. I've got your book in my hands. It's called Business Owner's Book of Advice. And as I'm looking through it, I kind of laughing at number 19, reintroduce yourself to someone who might not remember where you are. And I got to tell you what happened to me because I was actually going into a rink and this lady says to me, Stephanie, and I don't know who she is, but she kind of gives me a hug and she whispers, it's Maureen from some conference that I spoke at. And I was like, oh, like what a gift she gave me to tell me her name and to just let me kind of off the hook. Contrast that with last week I was speaking at an engagement. I went to the back of the room and this woman says, Stephanie. And I go, hi. And I know that I do not know who this woman is. And so we have this conversation for a few minutes. And after a few minutes, she says to me, you have no idea who I am, do you? And I was like, oh, gosh, like, no, I don't. And she said, you know, she was a woman from another event I had spoke at. And I just thought one lady made me feel so great, like, thank you. And the other lady made me feel, I'm sure she didn't mean to, but I felt so terrible. And I should have just been honest and said, oh, my gosh, remind me where I know you from.
Well, sometimes you get too far into the conversation and you can't fix
it. And then it was just like, oh, my head just fell. It's like, no, I don't know who you are.
What's really difficult is if you know somebody from one facet of your life and you meet them someplace else, if you know them as yourself, you're talking about from an event that you've presented at and then you see them at a rink sometime, you don't connect the dots. So we need something in our mind to connect those dots to help us.
Well, when we were younger, everybody that we knew was from school. But then as you move on in life, there's so many different areas. So, you know, what made you write this one and reintroduce yourself?
Well, because I occasionally have trouble with names. And so I have to be very careful. I used to get in trouble if I didn't introduce some people to my wife, Gwen. And finally, I told her, I says, you know what, dear? If I'm not introducing you, it's because I don't remember who the people are. So now I guess I've let out my secret and everybody knows if Gwen and I run into them someplace and she introduces herself, it's because Calvin doesn't remember who they are.
So, but here's the gift you can just give people. Just say, hey, it's Stephanie. And they might say, oh, yeah, I know or whatever. Yep. But at least we've given them that gift.
And also if you say, hey, it's Calvin or it's Stephanie, I met you last Tuesday at such and such. It really helps and it starts a conversation. Right. It gets the connection.
And there's nothing wrong with saying, oh, my gosh, I totally forgot your name. Remind me where I know you from.
That's an issue with being over 50, which you, of course, wouldn't.
Thank you. Back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. Big shout out to Tiberriver.ca, 408 Academy, 1650 Keniston. Mother's Day is coming up. All natural products. Check them out. Hey, speaking of Mother's Day, I'm going to do a little self-promotion here and let you know if you haven't purchased my book yet, Your When Enlightening Strikes, Creating a Mindset for Uncommon Success, here's how I suggest you do it. First of all, if you order it online from yourlifeunlimited.ca, I'm happy to sign it for you, personalize it for you, and send it out. But then you just read it very carefully, and then you re-gift it for Mother's Day. Then you both get to read it, and it's a really great gift. So I can sign it to your mom if you'd like. Yourlifeunlimited.ca has lots of great resources and articles and videos. And if you've missed a show, you can catch all the past episodes on the blog. We put that to podcast, so that's kind of a cool way of listening in if you missed a show. And also, if you're in town in Winnipeg, May 25th is our next Mo Mondays. And both of my guests today are previous Mo Monday speakers. So we have five or six eclectic blend of speakers that are bringing you some entertainment, some motivation, some inspiration, some empowering stories. We always have some audience interactions, some local talent. It's tons of fun. Calvin, you've been on the stage there.
Yeah, it was exciting. I got to share a story about skydiving and how it, I don't want to say it changed my life, but it really opened up my eyes to enjoying life.
And you're alive to tell the story.
I am.
Joining us also, Rose Adams. She's a family lawyer from Toronto. Thanks so much for joining us today, Rose.
Good morning, Stephanie. Great to be there virtually.
And I wasn't able to see your Mo Monday talk in Toronto, but I was able to watch it online, which we will encourage people to do as well if you punch in Rose Adams. And thank you for having a nice, simple name to spell and say, and you don't have to try and figure it out. Rose Adams, punch in Rose Adams Mo Mondays and you can watch her talk. It's just stellar. How was your experience for Mo Mondays?
I really enjoyed it. The organization is professional. The other speakers were a lot of fun, very entertaining, very inspirational. I would definitely do it again and recommend it to anyone who wants to.
Excellent. So if you're out there, if you have a story you want to share, by all means, go to momondays.com And you can apply to speak if you know someone who has an incredible story to share. And if you just want to come for some inspiration, for $15, there's not much more you can do on a Monday night to get a bang for your buck, in my opinion. And I think this thing with inspiration, it's not like a one-hit wonder, right? We get to get it every Sunday morning here on the show and live in person every 6 weeks. And wherever you can find it in between, I'm always looking to keep motivated and inspired. So, Rose, you've got quite an eclectic background yourself. And give us a little bit of your history.
Well, as you've already mentioned, I'm a family law lawyer, so that means I deal with divorces, separations, custody, child support, all those types of issues. But I consider myself a divorce lawyer with a difference, because my goal is to, if possible, keep families intact, and if not, help them separate with dignity and as little litigation as possible.
Well, that sounds as good as can be expected. So thank you for doing that. I can imagine that you see quite a plethora of challenges out there.
We do. And one of the things I've noticed, that no matter what the actual fact scenario is for a family, it really hurts people to the core. It impacts them and their ability to get on with their daily lives, their jobs, etc. So they call lawyers counselors, and that's what family law lawyers really are. A lot of what I do is not the legal end, but it's the emotional and psychological support for my clients. And that's what led me into developing my other company called Oxygen for Success.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, Oxygen for Success is basically where I act as a leadership expert. And one component is working with individuals to help them take a leadership role or a control position in their life when they're going through change. And the second part is seminars and workshops that help shift leaders into high gear.
Cool. I think you invented a new word there, didn't you?
Leadership.
Yes. Oh, very clever. You got to be listening close to hear the difference in that one. So maybe you can give us some ideas, some tips, like what you've seen that has been very helpful for people transitioning through those difficult stages in when they have to find themselves with a family lawyer or in that situation.
Well, what brings people to my office or to any of the workshops and seminars is a shift or a change. That means something's been going on in their background that has impacted them and is probably still having an effect on them now. So I get people to really acknowledge their background. That's the B in the acronym I use, which is BREATHE. And to be honest with themselves about where they are right now, where they're coming from. One of the things you do when you go in a mall to find a store is you have to start with where you are in order to plot out a plan to get to your destination. And I get people to be honest with themselves about that.
Now, you have, as I've been able to hear through your Mo Mondays talk, and if people check that out, they're going to see that you have quite a diverse background yourself. Maybe share a little bit about that with our listeners.
Well, I grew up in a series of foster homes, 9 homes before the age of 7, and statistically was sort of discounted as someone who would not become a success. And I decided to challenge those expectations. Put myself through school, ended up becoming a lawyer, and really changing the historical background from my family, who my grandmother, my mother, my older sister were all on welfare. I just decided to change that.
So do you think that's something that is like, that's inside, it was inside of you, like right from the get-go that you just had this? Actually, I'm always fascinated with what makes some people overcome obstacles and what makes other people succumb to obstacles. You know, do you think that's something that's like nature or nurture or both? Or
I think it's a combination of both, Stephanie. And I'd love to say, oh, no, I was just always inspired from a young age. But the reality is there were a number of people around me who encouraged, starting with teachers and then different coaches in various sports, some leaders in the community, and sometimes just parents of friends that I had. So I really hung on to the words of encouragement that I wasn't getting in my own direct family, and started to believe that I could succeed and, more importantly, make a difference.
That's super inspiring. Calvin, I mean, have you seen that too, in that opportunity that you have coaching?
Yeah, it's amazing how some people will step up to the challenge. and you don't really know what it is, what's the impetus that gets them started, but something in them triggers and they just push hard to be a success at whatever they're doing.
And I've heard that, you know, that kids sometimes they only need like one person that has made that profound difference, or one person to believe in them. And wouldn't that be cool if you could be that one person for them?
And it just something triggers what's inside them, and then they just go.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to be that example, because sometimes it might not even be a conversation. They just may see someone that reminds them of themselves, and they go, wow, if they could do it, maybe so I can too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you heard back from any of your past? Sometimes we don't have that opportunity very much to hear back the influence that we've had.
I think sometimes we do, because years after we coach, or I found that years after I've coached someone in some event, they'll drop you a line and say, I remember that day. I remember what you've said to me. Those words you used have inspired me. And we all have people in our lives that do it for us. And it's just a matter of recognizing when that opportunity and when that time to step forward is.
Very cool. And Rose, I know you've had the opportunity to say thank you to somebody that made a big difference in your life. We're going to talk more with Rose Adams and Calvin Eady when we come back. It's Stephanie Staples with the Your Life Unlimited quick tip of the week. Appreciate you. Now, very often these tips are about how to live bigger, better lives, how to make the world a better place, and how to make yourself a better person. Not today. This week, I want to encourage you to focus on and appreciate you. Y-O-U. You've already accomplished lots. Appreciate that. Focus on what you've already overcome. Focus on what you've already contributed to your community, both globally and or locally. This week, focus on and appreciate your unique gifts and talents that others admire about you, that you would want other people to emulate, that you would be proud of if your children inherited. I'm not asking that you walk around with your peacock feathers all puffed out, but too often we minimalize our greatness. We don't focus on our own fantastic characteristics that we possess. One of the reasons it's important to acknowledge these things is so that we can look for opportunities to share our gifts with the world. And if we don't know what we're good at, how will we know what to share? I guess this tip is about making the world a better place after all. This week, appreciate you. It's just one more way you can live your life unlimited. Big shout out to First Impression Hair and Skin.ca. They are an Aveda salon. Always keep you looking and feeling great. I'm speaking with Calvin Eady. He is the owner of Eady Construction. And Rose Adams, who is the family lawyer out of Barrie, Ontario. And she's the founder of Soon to Be Open. In mid-May, the website oxygenforsuccess.com. So you have to write that down because it's not quite ready to go yet. But congratulations, Rose. I know you've been working on that for a while, so that's a big thing.
Thank you. Thanks, Stephanie.
So your site is going to be talking about leadership. Calvin, you've been leading this team at Eady Construction for
many years.
Many years.
A couple decades. It's fun. It's a challenge, but it's amazing how often coaching kind of crosses over to being a business leader, owner of a business. Sometimes some of the guys say, well, this guy can't do that. Why do we have this guy around? He doesn't have the skill to do that. And I compare it to a baseball team. A baseball team would be in a whole lot of trouble if they had 9 pitchers on the field at once. You need to find the right guys and put them in the position, the slot that they work in. So
that's a really great analogy, actually.
Leadership is a lot like coaching. You need a blend of guys, and it's part of the corporate culture, if you will, where different people have different skills and bring different attributes to the team.
Yeah, and you know, you hear that a lot, but it's when you put it with that very apropos analogy that makes you go, yeah, of course. And even we can relate that into family life as well, I think.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Rose, what's your take on that?
Definitely. I see it in my office. I've been practicing for 18 years, and we have different personality styles and different skill sets so that we can get the job done. But when it comes to the clients, people really have taken on different roles in their lives, and when they go through separation, now they have to take on extra roles.
You were talking about, in the break, we were talking about the kind of average age that you start seeing people in your office for divorce proceedings and such, 38 to 42. Is that, that midlife kind of, well, I don't know if I want to think that 38 is midlife, but anyway.
It's not so much midlife crisis. It's that the kids are older, they require less parental supervision, and now the parties really have to reconnect and find out who they are, what they want to be like as a couple, as a team, and what their goals are. And oftentimes, if they have not stayed connected during the relationship, they realize they have completely different goals. So that's the majority of separations. And unfortunately, right now, we're up to a 52% separation rate.
Mm. Is it going? Which way is it going?
Unfortunately, it's going a little higher because separation does not include divorce. It includes common law spouses who've decided not to stay together as well.
Oh.
So the old statistics used to be just people who were legally married. But as you know now, a lot of couples stay together for sometimes decades but decide not to get a legal marriage.
Right.
That still counts as a separation.
Gotcha. And then you were talking about in the break, too, about kind of that, I don't know if it's a decision that we make to either kind of grow together or that it just sort of happens that we're growing apart and not putting what we need to. And Calvin and I were talking, we've both been with our spouses for 30-plus years. It's like, it's more of a miracle that we're together than...
It's a miracle she hasn't kicked me out yet. It's probably more like it.
But. It's still early, but, you know, I mean, we weren't, you know, when you meet at 20 or what, you're not who you are. You're just trying to find out who you are and... It more makes sense that you wouldn't be together, actually, when I think about it.
You grow into your personality and your likes. And in your 20s, you're trying to figure out what you like. But by your early 40s, you know what those things are. And hopefully you have a partner who enjoys the same activities, the same interests, or something that's complementary. People don't have to be mirror images of each other in order to have a successful relationship, but they have to be able to communicate as well as be sort of cooperative and make sure they make time for each other's interests.
Strikes me interesting when, you know, we ask people what your priorities are, and everybody always says, like, family. But then you look at the schedule or you look at, you know, the agendas are the time. And I wonder if what we're saying is matching what we're actually doing.
Absolutely. When you're shuffling your kids from here to there and all of a sudden they're no longer needing that, they're taking your car keys and they're driving themselves. And now you've got this time on your hand. And if people don't know what their interests are or what their values are, they're often shocked. Like, now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole... empty void there that you have to fill. And I was thinking, like, when we're raising our kids, you hear everybody say, keep them busy and they keep out of trouble. Well, at that 38 to 42 or 38 to 45, all of a sudden, maybe we're not busy as parents and we're not busy getting into trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Too much time on the parents' hands.
Yeah. And, you know, other thing I'm wondering, when you're in a role as a leader, as, you know, in charge of everything, and then you come home, are you still, do you take that leadership role home? Like what I say goes, and this is, I'm used to being...
Absolutely not. I say yes, dear, when I get home.
But I do see that a lot, Stephanie, and you've hit on an important subject. To change roles, and that's part of the leader shift that I was referring to, is taking people out of their leadership roles in the office and saying, okay, now you're a partner. You're no longer the boss. You cannot go home and dictate to your spouse or even to your kids what they're going to do. You have to receive their input or else you're going to have a little bit of a mutiny on your hands.
Yeah, I could totally see that. I'm thinking of even certain professions, possibly, you know, like teaching, what the teachers, you know, tell me when they step into the classroom, like what they have to say is the most important thing. So it's hard to go home and not have maybe what you...
Sometimes I find myself going home and it's just nice not to have to decide things. It's what's for supper, it's what's on the table, and that's kind of... You kind of relax from your role of always making decisions. It makes it
and they
home.
Shift.
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
It's relaxing to be home and just say, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do it.
That's how I vacation. I do not go on the internet. I don't check things. I don't investigate. I'm just at the mercy of whatever happens because I don't want to be in a control position when I'm relaxing.
You know, it's kind of neat. I think it's to be purposeful and intentional and deliberate, doing things opposite to our work life. So, you know, if you're standing up for work, if you're nursing and you're running around all the time, like, go sit down on your breaks, do something different, right? If you're sitting down all day, then get up on your breaks, do something different. And the same thing with, you know, what you're doing with physically or mentally, emotionally, do something different, that shift. I remember talking about cruising with somebody and they said, oh, I hated it. You know, they told you, like, it felt like a little sheep. Go here, little sheep. Go there, little sheep. And I went on a cruise, and I was like, oh, just tell me where to go. Like, I don't have to think. I don't have to do anything. I loved it.
I agree with you, Stephanie. I'd love cruising for that very reason.
Yeah, no thinking required.
Gwen and I just got back from a trip to Europe, and she says, you know what, I think next time we better do one of those bus trips where they pick us up and drop us off and tell us where we have to be and when we have to be there so we just don't have to plan.
Yeah, because sometimes you need a vacation after your holiday.
Absolutely.
So, okay, back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. So one more promo for the upcoming Mo Mondays, May 25th. Get your tickets. We're going to be at Rumors this time. We got a great lineup of speaker. Big Daddy Taz is going to be headlining for us. And Rena Nurbase, if you're familiar, she's a nationally syndicated columnist. So it's going to be great. And you know what? It's not always the names you know. Sometimes, oftentimes, it's the names that you've never heard of that have really profound, impactful stories to share. But also, Lindsay White's going to be our entertainment. But you know who I'd love to have? At Mo Mondays, where are you, Doc Walker, when I need you? Because you would be awesome there. Loving their stuff, just grooving on the way with that new tune. I'm not sure the title. Is it called That's the Way I Like It or something? But I was just grooving to it on the way here.
Fantastic. Good friends of my husband and mine. And a shout out to Stephen Broadhurst, our favorite drummer ever.
Well, he's in tight competition with my favorite drummer, who's Mitch Dorge. So I know, Stephen, until you're sitting in the chair across from me here, Mitch is number one.
But, no, there's a challenge if I've ever heard one.
But you could be a close second. Anyways, okay, so I'm talking with Calvin Eady. He's the owner of Eady Construction. And Rose Adams, family lawyer out of Barrie, Ontario. So we're having a very eclectic conversation today, a business life, coaching life, personal family life. And we talked about kind of those ad hoc vacations. But Rose, you were talking about, you know, we got to make a plan. Great to have the ad hoc thing, but then we need a plan.
Yeah, not so much a plan for your vacation, but a plan for your life.
Of course.
People who are in business, and all of us who are self-employed, we've got business plans. And we know when we're achieving the milestones and we're going in the right direction. But I think the same applies to life in general, because if we're just sort of going through our daily, weekly, monthly life willy-nilly without a plan, we're not going to end up where we want to be. It can be as simple as setting out some goals and then checking in with those goals, checking with your family and your partner to find out if they have the same goals. And once you have a strategy, you can see you can track your progress and track your success, and that gives a sense of accomplishment in your personal life.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you have the top 10 list of reasons people get divorced, but I'm guessing, you know, numero uno of all of those things could be communication.
It is absolutely number one, and number two is growing apart. But I think the growing apart results from not communicating effectively.
Yeah, and the plan for your life, we were talking earlier about how, I don't know if it was off the air, but how once our kids kind of grow up and they're starting going on their own, that's when separation or we start drifting apart. The interesting thing is for the first 18 or 20 years of our family, our children's life, there's a plan for them. When they turn 6, they're going to go to school.
Right.
When they're 10,
good point. They're
going to start taking piano lessons. When they're 18, they're going to graduate high school and university. So the first half of our life, we definitely have a plan for it. It's based around our family and what the plan is for our family. And it's the next 10 to 15 years that the issues start happening.
So I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, and then I'm going to ask you guys, so start thinking about it, what kind of you're doing to keep that relationship great, your significant relationship. So one of the things that we started doing recently is we signed up for couples yoga. Never in a million years did I ever think we would do couples yoga together, but it is incredibly fun and just something totally different. And so we signed up for this once a week class through the city. And something that we can do at home and help each other and practice with each other. And it's, you know what it makes us do? It makes us turn off the TV and just be together. And we put some nice music on. It's fantastic. So, Calvin, what have you done lately?
We've been talking about once the family's gone and you're empty nesters, there's no plan. Well, our plan is always the next thing we're doing is going to visit our son in Detroit or going to meet him at a race or going to meet our daughter where she is because she's out of the country or she's back in the country now. But our plan is still revolving around our families, where we're going to go the next time. So it's always exciting to make that next plan, where we're going to meet them and where we're going to go and reconnect with our children.
So that's kind of neat because you're always having kind of something to look forward to, right?
Absolutely.
Whether it still involves your kids or not, it's still a trip for you guys. You have something to look forward to rather than just the mundane of every day. Not that your life is mundane, but you know. How about you, Rose?
Well, I can say definitely one of my plans is to never take dance lessons together again.
Oh.
One of us has two left feet, and I'm not saying who, but it's not me. but we do things seasonally. We both have our own motorcycles, so that's a good thing to do in the nice weather. Love to downhill ski. We can do that with the kids as well. And I've been talked into golf, and it's actually not as bad as I thought it would be.
It's a good game for about 9 holes or 8 holes.
Yeah, no, and then I like it 9 holes worth. That's good for me. You know what? I like that idea, though, about a seasonal connection. What if we just thought, or we made a plan to think of four things in each of your seasons, if you're lucky enough to live somewhere with four different seasons, right? Or the spring equinox or whatever, we're going to do something in each of these seasons. I think that would be a pretty cool way to...
Well, it's exciting because as the seasons come, you're excited about the activity that takes part in that season. And then by the end of it, you're kind of looking for something different. So as the seasons evolve, so will your connection.
Yeah. I like the way that sounds. And, you know, we don't have much time, but I wanted you to go through your kind of BREATHE acronym there, Rose. We don't have much time, but later.
Well, BREATHE, we talk about background and how it impacts us. R is taking responsibility for your life and your outcomes. E is education, ongoing learning. A is taking action, really taking control of your life and where your plan takes you. T is teach people how to treat you. Don't just be a follower or a victim in your life. Take some control. The H is help. We never get to a place of success on our own, and so we've received help along the way, and it's always a good thing to give help to others, not later when you have the time or the money. Do it now. And the E is the best part, and that stands for enjoy, because we're here to enjoy our lives.
Sounds great. We can find out more in midbayoxygenforsuccess.com. And for Calvin, ED Construction, Google it. Poof, there it will be. I want to send a quick shout out to the Manitoba Massage Therapy Association of Manitoba. Best crowd ever last night. Had a great time with the folks out there. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing because we need you. If you haven't booked your massage lately, that's one more thing you can do for you. Oh, nice. Way to go, Sean. He's like on the ball. That's my song. I have been speaking with Calvin Eady from Eady Construction. Calvin, if there's just one thing you could let people know, what would that be?
You know what? I think life is like a mirror. Whatever you put into it, it reflects back at you. Traveling around at curling, my daughter used to say, man, we're lucky the people that we see and the people we meet, they're all so nice. And I tell her it's just a reflection of what you're giving them.
Absolutely. Rose Adams, if you want to find out more about her, oxygenforsuccess.com, starting in mid-May. If there was just one thing you could let people know, what would that be?
Your past and even your present does not dictate your future. And believe in yourself.
Sounds great. If you like what you're hearing, more at yourlifeunlimited.ca. You can find me on Facebook or any of those social media outlets. Love to see you there. As usual, it's Stephanie Staples encouraging you to live your life unlimited.